Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. And again, as I always say it, good evening to you. It is Saturday, March the 6th, 2021. And it's another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L. Jeffrey Rochelle, and welcome to another edition of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, we talk to author LaToya Allen. But before we do that, as always, let's kick it off with what has happened throughout the week. So, my week was pretty interesting. Some of you all know, I thank you all so much for the condolences, the well wishes, the love. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for showing your concern and support in the passing of my grandmother. I appreciate that so much. And some of you all know as well, I lost my other grandmother on my father's side back in December. And now my grandmother on my mother's side has transitioned. So it has been, this COVID has done a good number. And it's been a lot. These past couple of months have been a lot on all of us, but to lose relatives back to back to back is kind of a lot. You know, as you know, I'll know when it started out, I lost my uncle to COVID. Then I lost my grandmother on my mother's, on my father's side, my aunt, her sisters, they all passed kind of, you know, repetitively at the same time. So I have my grandmother on my grandmother's sister, I should say. She passed first. Then their other sister passed, and then my grandmother passed. So it was like at the funeral for my grandmother on my dad's side, my cousin was like, they must have all wanted to be together because they all died respectively, repetitively at the same time, like months and months apart. So, but like I say, thank you guys so much for showing me the love, the support, the well wishes. It could not have came through enough. I cannot thank you guys enough. And like I know Tuesday is going to be a lot on me, but I'm prepared for it. I made peace with it. My grandmother's in a better place. She's no longer suffering. And I thank the Lord for blessing me with her for 39 years of having my grandmother. Because to let you guys in on something that don't know, she's not my paternal grandmother. My mother's mother died when her and my uncles and aunts were little. But she stepped in and became their stepmother years later. And the grandkids, she's the grandmother that we know because we didn't get a chance to know our grandmother because she had already died. So she's, in our hearts, really our grandmother. Blood or not, she's my grandmother. So I've been with her. I want to say I'm one of the three closest grandkids that was to her. Growing up, I was always at my grandma's, whether it was going to church with her, whether it was just spending the town with her. When she first started working for CTA as a bus driver for the Chicago Transit Authority, I rode sometimes with her back in the summertime before I went off to junior high school on the summer of my sixth grade year going to seventh grade. I remember it. 94 was the summer. I respectively rode with her to on the CTA when she got the job as a Chicago Transit Authority bus driver. So I share a lot of memories with my grandmother. She started losing her memory from a brain surgery that she had years later after that. And it was just like, even though she was not there because she lost her memory and mind due to the surgery, she still was kind of there, but it hurt so much to, you know, lose her now, you know, even though I had known that, you know, she had lost her, you know, she had Alzheimer's, she lost her, you know, her sense of memory. And then, you know, this to happen, it just, it's like I say, it's been a lot and I'm not going to dwell on it, but I thank you guys so much for your love and support. That's all I can say. Now, about my fifth book. I cannot believe that I've written five books. Oh my God. Well, I received the proof for my fifth book, All Marvin's Children. And I know everybody's been on me about getting this book out. It is finally done. I just need some revisions from my graphic designer for the cover to go back and redo it and reproof it and everything. But the book will be out. So many of y'all have been saying it's been 2 years since I've written this book. This book was supposed to have been out. I'm advertising it all the time. Well, the wait is over. It is here. I'm just waiting on my graphic designer to give me a reprinted, redone copy, and then I could put it out. But five books, y'all. Anybody that writes one book, that is a big accomplishment in your life. Whether it's five books, 40 books, one book, that's a major accomplishment. That's something that you've done, because whatever it is that you've written, you're telling your story and you want others to read it. And just me, I never would have thought 5 or 6 years ago I would be where I'm at now, to have written five books, to have traveled to different cities and states and had different book fairs and so many people to know who I am via my books on social media, for people to praise me for the love they give me for the books that I've written and for the awards that I've won for the books that I've written. And it's just, it's a lot. It's been my passion to write. Before I was a writer, I was a reader, but it's always been my passion to write. And I'm kind of glad that I am in that area of writing, and not only just writing, in my regular job as a healthcare outreach coordinator. I love what I do. I have a passion for working with the community. I have a passion for working with individuals. I work in HIV/AIDS prevention. So that job can become a little stressful sometimes, because when I give out the POC, point of care rapid HIV testing, when somebody inquires and wants to take it, I am the person before the doctor comes in to talk to them if they test HIV positive. So I give the news if they test HIV negative or positive from the rapid test. And I haven't had any, knock on wood, anybody to test positive yet. But going through the training and the coaching of that, I have to put on that poker face when I have to come and give somebody those results. So it's like, I haven't had it yet, knock on wood, like I say, but I'm trying to prepare myself for that, because that's a lot to give somebody that type of information. And also give them that type of, you know, knowledge about what's going on. So just pray for me every day. I pray every day before I go to my job. But I love what I do. I really do. I love talking about STD, STI prevention. So it's not so much the burden of that part piece of my job, but I just love what I do. I love healthcare. And I should have been a nurse. I should have went to school to be a nurse. I say that all the time. I should have went to school at least to get my LPN, if not my RN, because I started out as a CNA. And worked my way up to healthcare coordination now. So should have been a nurse, because I had a passion and a love for the older community, as you all knew when I used to work in healthcare, talk about that with being a caregiver in healthcare, I should say. So I should have been a nurse, but here's neither nor to say with that. But yeah. So my fifth book, All Marvin's Children, will be out. I'm tentatively trying to put it out within the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm just waiting on the graphic designer to redo this cover. And so I can get another proof copy and put it out. But the wait is over. The wait is over, and I'm happy about that. I know I told you all about Friday After Dark, too. Kind of want to take a break. I got a few trips coming up, so I kind of want to take a writing break. So if I do put out Friday After Dark, too, it may not be out before my birthday, but I'm trying to strive for it to do that. But I want to take a few trips, because I haven't traveled in a long time due to also the COVID virus, I didn't get a chance to do any, you know, trip going at that point. But I want to travel, and I got some trips planned up. So I just want to take some time to do me, because I had a conversation with a friend of mine that I talked to earlier today. And I had to ask them, like, okay, where do you see yourself? I know you make everybody happy, but when do you take time for yourself? When do you take time to just do for you? And they kind of told me that, you know, the joy they bring to other people kind of makes them happy, if I'm quoting it right. I don't know if they listen, because when I get out the car, They're probably going to say, dude, if you go 12, you call me right. But I believe in the conversation earlier, they said that, you know, I bring joy to other people by what I do, so that makes me happy. But what about you? I flipped the script and asked them, what about you? What makes you happy? What are you doing for yourself to make yourself happy? Since you've, you know, always done what everybody else has wanted you to do, you've always done for other folks, what do you do that makes you happy? And to put that on me in retrospect, I do this show. I bring on different authors who write books, and I give back with that because we have a lot of people that write books, a lot of authors. I have a lot of author brothers and sisters that write books, just like LaToya that's coming on tonight that's written a book, and she wants to get that book out. She wants to get out who she is, so she gave me the opportunity to bring her on my show, and I'm glad about that. But that's why I created this show, to bring on authors like LaToya to talk about their books and to get out there. And I just feel like I'm giving back as well, too, but I got to concentrate on, you know, a little bit on Jeff and do some things, too. So when I don't bring as many shows coming up as I used to bring, when I, you know what I'm saying, if I'm lagging with a book, chalk it to my head and not my heart, because it's just me just taking a break, because we all need a break to just focus on us and do us. Don't get me wrong, I love writing books. Love it, love it, love it. Love bringing the show on. But like I said, if I don't write a book quick enough for you, if I don't, you know, have enough shows coming up and I only have one or two shows a month, let's just bear with it. Just give me a, you know, just give your boy a minute, because I'm rejuvenating. I'm revamping, I'm reviving, I'm getting myself together. So I got a lot of trips coming up. I'm excited about going to Dallas in July. Dallas in July to visit some friends. And then I'm hopefully traveling to Atlanta for my birthday weekend. I didn't have a cruise or nothing planned out, and I know I'm not going to have enough money or funds saved up for a cruise. So I just decided to say I'm going to travel on down to Georgia for my birthday for a couple of days just to see some people down there. So pretty excited about that. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. I preach this all the time. What are you doing on a daily basis to keep your health up? Are you walking, running? I know with the COVID going on, we can't go to the gym. Blase, skippy, whoopie, bam. But what are you doing when it comes to health? Are you walking? Are you running? Are you watching what you're eating? Are you putting in some type of exercise regimen? My words are getting jumbled. Exercise regimen into your life on a daily basis, whether it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Let's do some cardio. I know I've really been hitting it because I've always been a thick brother, as y'all know, and I want to get back to the size that I was years ago, so I've been watching what I've been eating. Haven't been strictly to it, but I've been watching what I'm eating. I bought a treadmill, and I've been on it, so I'm working, because I haven't been going to the gym because of COVID. So health is wealth. If I could do it, you can too. And I have myself goal to how I want to look in a couple of months, and so far, so good. I've been doing great and doing well, so I'm going to try to stick to it because it's a lifestyle change. It's not just I want to do it for a couple of months and fall off. When you do it, you have to do it to make it be a lifestyle change and not just doing something just to be doing it. So I want this to be a lifestyle focus and not just something for me to just say, okay, I want to lose this amount of weight or look this type of way, and then I go back to doing old habits. No, no, no. Got to cut that out. And I'm getting older. I will be 40 this year. Don't look a day over 28, but I'll be 40, and I'm kind of glad about it. Thank God I have been blessed. I'm speaking into existence who have 40 years of life on this earth. It's been a long journey, but I'm blessed to say thank you, Lord, for letting me see 40 years. So, yeah, brother, I'll be 40, and I'm pretty excited about that. All right. So, as always, this show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. Beggar's Pizza is located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. They're open tonight till 10 p.m., Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can call your order in at 219-951-6606. I'm sorry, not 66, 0695. Pick up or order online or get it delivered through DoorDash by visiting gary.beggarspizza.com. That's the new Beggar's Pizza located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And they're open tonight till 10 p.m. And raise the bar. I don't know if Jennifer Coles won mayor of Markham, Illinois. That's my girl. Shout out to her. Jenny, I used to work for her mother at the bank years ago. Rest in peace, Sherry Coles. Sherry Coase is Jennifer Coase's mother. I used to work for at the bank, and I loved her mother to death. She was like a mother to me, and she's gone on to be with the Lord. Rest in peace. But Jennifer was running for Marco Mayor. I don't know if she won, but she owns or co-owns Raise the Bar. And Raise the Bar is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their new hours to further notice is Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're closed Sundays and Tuesdays. Due to COVID right now, they have one person in pickup or curbside pickup delivery. You can order them online through Grubhub.com. They have daily specials. You can call ahead to see what it is for that day. Their sweet variety shop is offered every day, and they offer catering, event menus, and they make custom cakes and cookies. Raise the Bar is 88, and again, they're located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. And Mickey's on Stoney, home of the famous jerk fries and salmon burger and the Mickey's Classic Burger. Their address is 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue in Chicago on the southeast side. You can call in or get it delivered. Their number is 773-902-2800, and they're open till midnight tonight. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. Shout out to Azande Gardner, who has been in the family like a big brother. He owns Pop Culture Popcorn, and they're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. Their hours of operation are Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. And their phone number is 708-825-9105. And that's Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. So they just don't have butter popcorn, caramel popcorn, cheese popcorn. They got jerk chicken popcorn, Snickers popcorn, Milky Way popcorn. He just came out with a Reese's Pieces popcorn. So holla at my boy Azande Gardner at Pop Culture Popcorn. They're located again at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. And their number is 708-825-9105. And again, we are still reading. And I know y'all getting tired of me, but we still reading. Midnight by Sister Soulja. I know we done held on to the, I done held on to this book. I should say, I'm going to say me, because I know y'all probably done with it. But I done held on to this book since the end of December, and I ain't finished it yet. So the book of the month still is Midnight by Sister Soulja. If you finished it, go ahead and read the new one, or go on and read The Coldest Winter Ever, and then start the new one after that. But we still reading Midnight by Sister Soulja. So if you're still reading it, good. If you're not, hey, you can go on to the newer sequel to The Coldest Winter Ever, or whatever you decide to read, be it whatever. But I'm still reading. Midnight by Sister Soulja. All right, so we have come to the hour of power, as I call it. And I'm going to bring in author LaToya Allen. LaToya Allen is on tonight's Saturday Spotlight, and we are going to get to know LaToya. I know she is a Christian, God-fearing woman, so we are going to talk to her and her accomplishments, and also hear some of her upcoming accomplishments and what she has in store for her future. So, Saturday Spotlight, let's give it up for author LaToya Allen. LaToya Allen, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and I'm glad you could be on. I'm so glad you could be on. Thank you for taking the opportunity to want to come on the show. So, let's get started here, ma'am. Tell us, because we want to know who LaToya Allen is, how many books you've written so far, where your inspiration comes from, where you hail from, and all that good stuff. So go ahead. Let us have it.
Sure. Well, as we stated earlier, my name is LaToya Allen. I'm a Florida native originally, but I live currently in California. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, you know, a businesswoman. This is my first book, the first of several books, I believe, that God has placed on my heart to write. And I'm enjoying the journey just thus far.
Okay,
Okay.
And what is the name of the book that you've written so far, LaToya?
Sure. The name of the book is Gates, Borders, Towers, Walls, Establishing Your Dominion.
Okay. And where does the inspiration for this book come from? What made you decide to go on your journey to write this book?
Sure. My inspiration basically is my journey, which everybody's on in its life. About 4 years ago, I started going through pretty much a season of what I would call a metamorphosis, or, you know, as we ascribe to children oftentimes, growing pain, so to speak. And it just really, I was in a season of transition in my life, and God was just transforming me for this next decade of my life, this next season of my life. And shout out to the 1981 babies, by the way. I turned 40 this year as well. yes. So, I mean, it's just really been, for me, just a transition in terms of preparing for this next season, this next decade or so in my life. And as I was going through this process of metamorphosis, as I would call it, the season of transition, God had given me the tools that I have pinned down in this book to help me overcome, or to help me endure the growing pain, so to speak, how to evolve as a believer, as a wife, as a mother, you know, as a friend, as a daughter. So it's basically a spiritual tool book to guide us on our journey called life. And as I was given these revelatory truths from the Word of God to help me on my journey and then, you know, evolving and transitioning, God told me or encouraged me to write down the tools that he was giving me in the process. And he encouraged me to write it down and also share it with the world. And that really was my inspiration behind writing this book. And it's just a spiritual guidebook to help us spiritually and also relationally in our journey in life. That's basically the gist of the book.
Okay. So was this book pretty difficult for you to write? I know you said you had some, you know, some of the situations that made you, you know, want to, you know, count according to writing it. But was it kind of hard for
right.
you to sit down and write it? Or was it easy for you to sit down and flow with what was going on in the book?
Well, it took me about 3 years to write this book. So I would say... it was a challenge. You know, I was dealing with some health issues as well during the time. So it was a challenge, yes, but God just gave me the insight on what to pin down, and he inspired me to write what I wrote. And it was a process, but it was good. It wasn't so difficult because it wasn't coming solely from my intellect or my head knowledge, but I believe it was inspired solely by the Spirit of God, and that's what made it easy. Now, I did have to put in the work in terms of seeking the face of God and, you know, studying and getting, you know, insight, but God himself, I believe, inspired me and gave me the revelation to pen the truths written in this book. And it basically just... brings out scriptural truths that's found in the Word of God, whereas we don't have to, you know, scour through all the 66 books, but it's found in this little tool book that you can open up and be encouraged and just get strength for your day-to-day living.
Okay. So it's on the lines of like a self-help. You know, it's like it's an elaborate of situations that you've, you know, dealt with in the past, and it's a self-help book as well. Is that kind of what it's like, just getting a retrospect of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, as I said, it's a spiritual and relational, like, guidebook, toolbook, self-help guidebook to guide you on your journey in life. And to just be specific, one instance that I wrote about was humility. And humility can be equated to a spiritual maneuver to fight against the enemy, so to speak. But I'm a visual learner, so God gave me, like, the revelation of Batman, because I love DC and Marvel. I love the Marvel movies, DC movies. And God gave me the revelation of Batman and also Doctor Strange. These are characters that wear capes. If you look at Batman, you know, Batman is always in the highest heights of a building. He's always at close to the roof, so to speak. But Batman is a superhero that is human. He doesn't have any superpower per se that would cause him to be able to fly or, you know, defy gravity or anything of that nature. But you'll always find him at the highest of heights. But when he has to come down or maneuver, you know, whatever he's doing, even when he's fighting the bad guy, it's the cape that allows him the ability to glide and, you know, maneuver safely to his appointed destination. Or even the cape, it gives him stealth-like abilities to hide in the darkest of night or, you know, in a corner of a room or whatever have you. And in this book, God has given me the revelation to parallel the cape as if it would be humility. Humility can take us to the highest heights in life, and it can also protect us and keep us during challenging times. Even when we mess up ourselves, it takes humility to help us out, you know, just being humble. The same way with Dr. Strange. If you look at Dr. Strange, his cape, if you liken it to humility, the cape fought for him when he couldn't fight for himself. The cape rescued him out of life and death situations. Now, he battled or he wrestled with the cape, but the cape chose him, and eventually humility had to win when Dr. Strange couldn't rely on his own abilities and strength. It was the cape. If you look at liken it to humility, it was humility that allowed him to start gaining a level of success in his personal life. So that's just one instance as a spiritual maneuver that God has given me to write about in this book. Humility can be likened to a spiritual maneuver in the spirit realm, as well as relationally in dealing with people. Just be humble, you know, and it'll take you farther than you can imagine.
Okay, interesting. Okay. So, LaToya, did you ever think, in life's time span of yours, that you would be an author of a book? Did it ever cross your mind before you wrote this book and published it that you would be an author of a book?
I could say I thought about it, yes. I have written other, I've started other bodies of work, but I had never really completed. Brought it to fruition, so to speak. So, yes, it was a thought. I have a lot of dreams, goals, and aspirations. And I'm, like you said earlier in the show, you were first a reader. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. So, yes, to pen something or really the story of my life, that has been something that has been on my heart, and I still have yet to do that. But this book was really pressed upon my heart to pin it and actually finish it and get it, you know, polished and published. So it's the first of many, or I should say several. I'm not going to say many. It's the first of a series of books. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to say many.
But you know, you speak it, it shall happen, you know.
It might.
Okay.
It might.
Yes. So, okay. So, my next question is, I know with the inspiration of this book and the passion that you speak on when you've said that you're writing this book, I should say, the passion that you have, mm-hmm. has your family, mm-hmm. friends, when you first told them about the book or when they first found out about the book, was anybody against it or was everybody for it? Like, what was your, you know, relationship with that?
Sure. People have been, you know, supportive, encouraging. It's been good. It's been all good. Some people have been shocked or surprised, like, oh, I didn't know you were writing a book. You know, I tend to be more introverted, so yeah, it was a shocker for some people, but it's been, you know, a good ride, so to speak, encouraging and, you know, support. I've received a lot of support from places that I had never even imagined, you know, so God is good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And are you going to, I know you say this, that you have not several, but some works in category for you.
Right.
Are you been in the Christian realm or are you going like towards fiction of other types or?
No, I have never thought about really writing a fictional book per se. I'm mostly, by nature, I believe God has given me the ability to encourage others. So that's really the vein that I believe I would stay within, just providing writings that's a source of encouragement or a source of inspiration. Even like this book, Gates, Borders, Towers, Walls, Establishing Your Dominion, I believe God is challenging me to make this a series of books. So the next book in the series will be Gates, Borders, Towers, Walls, Evicting the Spirit of Rejection. So I think I would stay along the lines unless God redirects me otherwise and gives me some other source of inspiration. I would stay along the lines of nonfiction writing or inspirational writing and things of that nature.
Okay, cool. Okay. So, Latoya, how was your process? And what I mean by process was how was it for you composing a book, like your editing process, your putting typesetting, all of that, getting your information, like was it hard, was it simple? Like, how was your process with it?
Well, for me, as I said before, I love to read, but I actually do love to write. Whether it's, I just love to write. If I'm going to write, I literally mean pen to paper.
Okay.
But the beauty of writing this book and having a companion, my husband, he loves technology.
Okay.
You know, he encouraged me along the way. You know, he was like, you know, honey, this is getting lengthy. You might want to start typing this out because somebody's going to have to transcribe this writing, you know, and it's going to be a pain having to go back and read through this and, you know, get it in on the computer. So with that being said, I stopped initially writing, you know, pen to paper, and I just went on the computer and, you know, I started typing, and I said, you know, honey, thank you for giving me that wisdom, because, yeah, I would have been in over my head trying to write all of this on paper and then going back trying to find somebody to transcribe it or, you know, put it in, you know, Microsoft or whatever happened.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So my process, it was a journey, like a three year process. Just, you know, research and, you know, studying, prayer, you know, getting revelation from the Holy Spirit. It was smooth, but, you know, you have to put in the work. A wise elder told me, even when preparing for speaking engagements, the content of whatever you're giving out to the public, if you're speaking 1 hour, you should at least study and reflect for 3 to 4 hours. So those are the types of things that you have to focus on when you're writing. You know, so one paragraph might take you like 2 days to write, just to make sure you're, you know, for one, you're hearing from God and you've studied, you've done your research, you have proper references and things of that nature. But I'm pretty sure, you know, you said you've written 5 books, so yeah.
Yeah, it ain't been easy.
it's been
a little hard. So I admire that your husband has been there to help you out, because my salutary has been a little it ain't been easy. So that's good. I praise that you have had that, you know, inspiration from your husband to help you out with your you said the graphic design of the book and also the editing of the book as well too.
Well, it was mostly he encouraged me to, you know, get off the pen and the pen and the pad and onto the computer, because it was going to save me a lot of time, and it did, you know.
I used to be a person that used to write too, but now I'm on the laptop typing a lot too, so I understand that pen and paper.
Right. I mean, it's so therapeutic. Yeah, it's therapeutic. It's very therapeutic, I find, to just be able to write down, you know, your thoughts or whatever it may be. But it saves you a world of headaches when you can just put it in the computer and it's all there. You know, it makes editing so much easier, and it's just a more smoother process.
Exactly. I can't yeah. not, you know, knock you for not saying that. So definitely.
Yeah.
So I know you've probably gotten this question from somebody or maybe many people, Latoya, but I just want to take 3 things from you by asking you this.
Sure.
What 3 things or what 3 advice tips that you've given somebody that says, hey, Latoya, you've written a book, I've read your book, I've been inspired by it, I'm thinking about writing a book, so where do I go? What 3 things or three stands of advice do you give someone that has come to you and asked you about writing a book?
Right, and I actually have had those questions like, where do I start, you know, or, you know, and to answer, you know, frankly, if you have a passion for writing or aspire to write a book, the key is to simply just start, first and foremost. And if you are a writer and you just don't know where to go from writing, you know, I like to say that I'm a research and a resource person. So I like to point people in the direction of resources that can help them in terms of, hey, I use this editor or this publisher might be good for you or might work well for you. Or, you know, just give pointers and tips on the proper channels to utilize, and, you know, for as publishers and editors, and, you know, if you want me to read over something or some things of that nature. If you can be a help, but I like to point people in the right direction in terms of resources that has helped me, in terms of the publishers that I used, or, you know, editors and things of that nature.
Okay. Awesome. And have you done any book events, anything since the book's been out? Have you been, you know, traveled and, you know, spoke?
Well, for as COVID is, well, this book is fairly new. It was published in December of last year, 2020. So it's a couple months. It's still in the infant stage.
Yeah, still a baby.
But due to COVID, so due to COVID, no, I definitely have not did any traveling or anything of that. And I haven't been a person of traveling too much, but no, not as of yet. I have done a couple of live events or speaking in terms of virtual, you know, events like a podcast and things of that nature. And now I'm speaking with you, which I'm glad I have the pleasure of doing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you decided to be on tonight too. And yeah, with the COVID and stuff going on, it's kind of been hard for a lot of us to do any networking or anything of that nature. So I definitely understand on that, definitely. But
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Right, getting out there once the COVID lifts, definitely.
Right,
so that was
right.
kind of my next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Any, you know, upcoming events, you know, anything you got planned out, you sound, or you still kind of waiting it out to the COVID, or you got anything planned out in the future for you? What are some things you got going on?
Sure. As of right now, my focus is mostly doing what I'm doing now, just conversing, you know, with people in terms of podcasts and virtual events, things of that nature as of right now. That's what I plan on doing. And just continue to put forth a positive light and encourage people that they too can establish their dominion in terms of relationally, spiritually, internally, because primarily this book also it challenges the reader to achieve internal success. First and foremost, we have the war within ourselves that we have to conquer and be victorious in order to obtain external success. And that's in our relationships, our job life, our family life, and things of that nature. So we want to conquer our own personal kingdom first before we try to conquer external kingdoms secondly. So that's really what it's all about, just being a light, encouraging people, empowering our communities and things of that nature.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, Latoya, you got quite a few people, ma'am, in the queue. So what I'm going to
sure.
do is I'm going to turn it over to the queue for a second and let some of these people speak and give you well wishes or ask any questions, anything of that nature. I just ask everyone to please keep it to 3 minutes because we are on a time schedule with the show. But I'm going to start taking some of these calls this way because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in this queue. So I want to hear from them. So I'm going to first start off with 904 is the area code, and the last four is 5034. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Latoya. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, Latoya. How did what would be like your favorite part of like the overall writing process of this book?
My favorite part for me is as I mentioned before, my revelatory truth that God has given me to share with the world. And one particular one would be the prophetic insight that I had concerning the prophet Elisha. And for me, being that I have a prophetic nature about myself, God showed me the progress that he took the prophet Elisha through and achieving internal success. We see in 2 Kings how Elisha, the prophet Elisha, how he transitioned, number one, into his gifting in serving the prophet Elijah. As he transitioned in after serving the prophet Elijah, we see that a group of kids came by and they were picking at him, calling him bald, and his gift he utilized to activate she-bears to come and kill these children. And so we see that in doing that, he utilized his gifting in an immature and proper way based on his emotions. And as we see in scriptures, as he progressed in his gifting and allowing God to mature him in his walk, he had a whole army. He was faced with a whole army out to take his life. And instead of him using his gift improperly, in the process of immaturity, he just simply called down blindness to come upon the whole army, and he led them out into the nation that could then still kill them. But instead of the king killing them, he asked the king to simply feed them and send them on their way. So as we progress in our journey, in life, we have to go through a level of maturity in spite of what's being done to us. If we, you know, achieve success internally, we don't have to function or react based on what's being done to us on an external basis, but we can be who we are called to be from an internal perspective, and we can navigate external situations in a mature way, and we can use our spiritual gifts effectively in the way God intended us to utilize those gifts. And I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
All right. All right. Okay. So now I'm going to move to, we have last four digits now, 044. 904 is the area code. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and LaToya. Go ahead and speak.
Okay, good afternoon. LaToya, what was your what was your hardest challenge of getting this book done?
My hardest challenge is for me was the growing pains that I was experiencing. It was a life lesson, pretty much hands-on experience going through these processes, and I'm still going through these processes. I still have to refer back to these tools and life lessons that God has given me along my journey still today. And some of those things that I've highlighted in the book, as in terms of the spiritual maneuvers and the believer's arsenal that God allowed me to write about in the book, I still have to refer to being humble and utilizing humility, forgiveness, you know, when I feel someone has done me wrong, you know, extending honor, love, you know, activating my faith over fear, and things of that nature. So these tools will continually have to be activated and utilized. And the hardest part in writing this is pretty much, to be transparent, is feeling unworthy. Is being that, okay, I'm not to a place that I have obtained. I'm still on the journey of progressing in my walk in Christ. Thank you for your question.
You're welcome. One more question. What is your desire for the that you would like people to get out of reading your book?
Sure. Well, my desire for this writing is basically my life's mission, and that's to encourage others. So I would want the readers to be encouraged. I would want them to be inspired. I would want them to be able to refer back to the reading, or the writings in this book, I should say, when they face a hard challenge. Because just like Jesus challenges every believer to remember ourselves to the work that he did on the cross, we have to constantly remember or reconnect ourselves to the Word of God. So this is just a spiritual guide and a spiritual toolbook to where you might not have or you might not be lugging around all 66 books of the Bible, but you can pick up this little book and go to, you know, subtitle forgiveness. And when you're hurting, you can read the scriptures that's listed on forgiveness, and allow those tools to help you along the journey to bring healing or to encourage you to do the right thing, basically.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So, LaToya, we got time for one more. I'm going to go down to 1352 is the ending four numbers, 252. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and LaToya. Go ahead and speak.
Well, good evening. Praise the Lord. Honored to be on the call tonight. I have a question for you. you speak from a perspective in the book, you speak from a perspective of the understanding that the fight is already fixed, and as believers we have to understand that we already win. My question to you tonight is, when did that click for you? What was that experience like when you realized, because as you did mention, you know, this is a book that we, you know, should reference as a toolkit for moving forward and day to day. But what can you speak tonight to the point that it really clicked for you when you when that revelation was revealed to you?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you used the term revelation. For me, revelation is knowing the things that we've already known, but we begin to transition into seeing the things that we've already known. So it's just basically activating our spiritual eyes to see, or getting beyond intellect, the tree of, you know, good and evil, knowledge and, you know, good and evil, getting beyond intellect and being able to tap into the spiritual realm, or the spiritual revelatory truths of what God has already given us in the Word. I mean, we read the Word, the scriptures don't change, you know, but oftentimes on our journey, when we're we tend to put our focus on the things that are happening around us, to us, the things that we may hear or see. You know, sometimes we lose focus, or we lose sight of the finished work of Christ. When he hung on the cross and he breathed his last breath and he said, "It is finished," it was already done. So that's what I have to constantly remember myself with on the journey. And that's a constant reminder. Like he says, even when partaking of the Last Supper or communion, as often as we do this, do it in remembrance of me, or reconnecting with me. So we have to constantly remember or reconnect ourselves with what the finished work of the cross. We have to constantly reconnect ourselves with what God has already done. Even if you think about Peter walking on the water, and Jesus, you know, giving him permission or the go ahead to walk to him, you know, he was already walking on the water, you know, but he took his focus off what he was already doing, and then he began to sink. So we just have to continue to remember what God has already done, and then that's how we sustain victory, or we sustain success. I hope that answers your question.
Okay.
All right. Okay, LaToya. So we got 5 minutes, my sister. I want to say thank you first and foremost for coming on to the show. You brought so much powerful intellect. I definitely will be checking out your book. Tell the people where they can get your book at, and also where they can find you at on social media.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook at LaToya Allen, or the handle is Gates, Borders, Towers, Wall, or Instagram, LaToya Allen, at Establish Your Dominion. And you can click the link in the bio on Instagram and purchase a signed copy of the book on Instagram, or you can find us on Amazon.com. Gates, Borders, Towers, Walls, Establishing Your Dominion. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I hope to have you again on the show. I wish you much success in your future endeavors and whatever you have planned for yourself. And I definitely look forward to talking to you again. This won't be the first time I have you on.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you too. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. So there you guys have it tonight. Tonight, I was so happy and grateful to have on
my sister, Latoya Allen Reed, her book, Gates, Borders, Towers, Walls. You can get that on Amazon. She is author Latoya Allen on Facebook. I believe it's Latoya hyphenated Reed Allen on Facebook. But she's on Facebook as well as Instagram, Establishing Your Dominion. On Instagram, you can reach her there. But her book is Gates, Borders, Towers, and Walls. And you guys can find that on Amazon.com. Again, Latoya, I wish you much success, my sister. You speak very powerful from the Christian eyesight. And God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on again tonight. I can't say it so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next week, we talk to author LaVon Barber. LaVon is no stranger to the literary world here in Chicago. She is one of my favorite female authors, and we will talk to her next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Again, as I always say, have a good week. Have a good rest of the weekend, I say, and have a good week. And what you do, and only what you do, only what you do for Christ will last. Take care. I'm gone. I'm out. You guys have a good rest of the weekend. Be safe. Peace. And I will see you again next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.